Okay. From this week's perek, the Mishnah tells us Rabbi Chanina Skan Kohen and Omer have a mispal b'shlama shel malchus. So, particularly relevant observation, considering what's been going on the last few weeks in this country. Rashi comments, or the Perish Miuchas Rashi and Avos, b'shlama shel malchus, afilu b'umos, that when we talk about shlama malchus, it's not only the malchus Yisrael, and in fact, the Chaim Velazhin through Rechayim, he quotes the Ritva. I don't know where the Ritva comes from. We don't have, as far as I'm aware, a Perish HaRitva in Avos, but he quotes the Ritva, that shlama shel malchus means malchus shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Hemshach from the previous Mishnah of Miyata. So we continue to talk about Malchus of Kadosh Baruch Hu, but that's not how all the other Rishonim learn. So Rashi says, "Afil b'umos, not only Malchus Yisrael, but Malchus umos ha'olam." Moshematzino b'shivim parim shayu meviim b'chag al shivim umos. So there is a notion of being mispalo for the umos ha'olam, and the mission continues. Shelmali mara. That if not for Mora Malchus, and not for the fact that there's a government that is able to keep things under control, then literally everyone would eat each other up. Ben Abachia, along those lines, Ein Tzarach Lomi Bisrael, Alafilu B'umas Olam Tzarach Lispalel Bishlom Malchus, since we are at the mercy to some extent of the Umas Olam, we live under their jurisdiction. That if not for Mar Malchus, everyone would kill each other. So if there is a government, if there's a king, and everyone listens, is subservient to his authority, and he judges them righteously, so that's to their benefit. That's going to engender peace. So even when there is a Beis HaMikdash, there's a notion of davening for Shlama Shel Malchus, the Karbanos HaSukkos corresponding to the Umos HaOlam, and that's when we had authority. So Kol Shekei now, when we're not governing our own lives, it's even more important to daven for Shlama Shel Malchus, so there should be peace and some level of societal order in the communities where we live. And the Machzor Vitri, which is now printed in the Masad Rav Kook, Pirkei Avos, but is printed in the back of the old Yochanan Boaz. So he points out Bishlomi Yelachem Shalom, that if there's Shalom in the society at large, so then people are going to live in relative peace with each other, and they're not going to attack each other. And then they're not going to won't lead to an uprising against the authorities. So that's misfalvah shalom shalom malchus, that there has to be some kind of government that people have some fear of in order to keep society in its place and make sure that things don't blow up and people don't kill each other. And this, the Yochanan Boaz, the Tiferes Yisrael, he says this is true not only for the what we would call the federal government, but even for state and local government. Lo levad malchus elagam kol manig beiro vadasa nikra b'shem melech. So not only the king of the land, but the local governing authority in your municipality you also have to daven for. That's why we make a mishaberach for the government authorities, including local government as well. And the notion of Shlom Malchus has halachic relevance as well. There's a comment in the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Lulav, where the Magen Avraham commenting on the Maisa of Kamsa Bar Kamsa Gemara and Gittin Nunhei, where the Gemara there entertains that perhaps they should have been Makar Balmum as a korban because of Shlom Malchus. The Magen Avraham writes Tafresh Nunvav in like a standalone one-line comment that apparently you see from that Gemara the only reason that they rejected, and the Chaya Ben Avkolos rejected that suggestion to be Makim in the Shlom Malchus was for reasons that were unique to that situation. But the Magen Avraham seems to point out that fundamentally, you see that the notion of Shlom Malchus could have even trumped a deraisa. You could have violated the deraisa b'makriv a balmum for the sake of Shlom Malchus. You have in the Mishnah Gittin Ayin Tes that Shlom Malchus, with Gemara explains the fact that you might write a get based on the years of the local king, that's also a Shlom Malchus halacha. So there's certain halachic manifestations of the notion of Shlom Malchus. Rabbeinu Yonah has an additional observation here beyond the, let's call it, selfish motivation of being mispal b'Shlom Malchus, that people shouldn't kill each other, because ultimately that's to our benefit that people don't kill each other. If they kill each other, they may end up killing us also, Rahman al-Islam. But Rabbeinu Yonah says something else, that yesh l'adam l'spal al shlom kol ha'olam hu litzar b'tzar shel acherim. It's not just that there's a selfish motivation that we want society to function and people shouldn't kill each other, but genuinely, a person should be mispalel for everyone's well-being. Hu litzar b'tzar shel acherim. And you have to be empathetic to the troubles that other people are going through. V'chein darchan shel tzaddikim. Kamosh Amr David Alav Shalom, Tilim Lamed Hey, Tfilasiyah Chayki Tashuv, She'en La'asos Tachanun of Bakashos of Litzaracha Bilvad. A person shouldn't only daven for his own needs. Ach L'spal Kol B'nei Adam She'yandu B'Shalom. You have to have all of society in mind, that you have to daven that everyone should be at peace. U'B'Shalom Hashem Malchus Yesh La'olam Nachas. When you're davening b'shlom shel malchus, so then that has a certain tangible benefits to society, and that's ishes re'eu chaim below. But that is kind of a baseline, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that even when there is no tangible benefit to yourself, even when you have nothing to gain personally from being mispalel for others and from empathizing with their tsar, but that's the right thing to do. That is darkan shal tzaddikim. So the mispal b'shlom shel malchus is a minimal. So when we daven, we don't only have our own personal needs in mind. We don't only have the needs of our family, of our community. We have the needs of the malchus, where there may be ulterior motivation. And beyond that, you should have the needs of everyone in mind and be mispal for shalom kol olam, be mispal b'tzar shel acherim. Because that is the right thing to do, to be empathetic to the plights of others and have them in mind in our tefillos as well. So we should continue davening for the health and well-being of all of us and the Kollel whole, and daven that the situation that we're in should end quickly.